Hello, guys, this is Gomez again. I'm back with another Lesser Challenge. This time, the title is Pilgrimage. And pilgrimage means a trip that is holy and spiritual. And it's a very meaningful trip. It's not just, a normal trip. I'm going to talk about that. But before that, let me tell you something. If you want to participate in this challenge, you have to listen to something at least 30 times and then record yourself. That's all. That's all you need. So just do it. And if you want to listen to this lesson, go on and listen to it in VIP lessons, which you can find in Zavanshanas if you want to listen to this subject if you are interested in. So just go on and find it in Zavanshanas. It's one of the courses, one of the great courses that Zavanshanas have. So go on and listen to it, and you will learn lots of different things from it. So let's get into subject. In this, lessons, AJ is talking about a trip that is holy, pilgrimage, and he mainly give some ideas how to do pilgrimage and how to be a pilgrim and how to make our trips very meaningful and holy or different stuffs and how those kind of trips help him on finding some answers and strategies or different things. And there are two things that I want to talk, and there are two things that he mentioned that was very appealing to me, so I want to talk about them. And the first thing was sketching and drawing. As you know, I love to be an artist, and my ultimate goal is to be an artist. I don't know if I can achieve it or not, but I'm fighting for that. So he talks about drawing and sketching and the power of them, and he says that drawing and sketching can help to memorize a place better or an object better or a travel meaningful more make a travel more meaningful, of course. And he mainly talks about the power of sketching and drawing. So I want to give more ideas about this because recently I was watching a tutorial that was in YouTube, of course, and it was from Aaron Blaze, the animator, one of the animator in Lion King, if you have seen it, the animation Lion King. It's a very popular animation. You can go on and watch that if you haven't got a chance to watch it. It's a very interesting topic that he was, mentioning on that tutorial, and he was giving some tips about, how to learn drawing better. So, one of the things that he mentioned was that he mostly likes to draw from life, because life, he used a metaphor, life gives him a library of different things in his head. You know what I mean? It means that when he draws something, it helps him to memorize different things. For example, if we draw a tiger, he can learn the anatomy better. He can learn the colors better in that animal. So, if he draw from life, he can learn the perspective better and different things that I don't want to get, too focused on that. So just I want to give some main idea. So it's about, memorizing and being focused on those kind of subjects. So I was, it was very, attracting, and it was very appealing to me. So I wanted to try that. So I went to a park. I decided to draw a tree from life. And I got on my sketchbook. I decided to draw a tree in front of in front of me. So I sat on a bench, and I decided to draw that tree. And I still I can remember how I drew that tree. It wasn't a great art. It was seriously, it was terrible, because I am super mature. I'm not just like Aaron Blaze or something, but I can remember exactly the tree. How was the tree? I can remember that because I was just looking at it constantly, and I was trying to draw it. And drawing is a very effective way to memorize different stuffs. Even you can use it to memorize words if you like to, for example. Memorize a word like, I don't know, maybe apple. You can just draw it and you will memorize it forever, because it's a very, very effective way to memorize different things, even words. So that was the first thing that was very appealing to me, attractive, and I wanted to talk about that. And the second thing, that he mentioned one of his memories that he and his wife went to, a trip, pilgrimage in Japan. So I decided to give you guys my own memory and tell you about my story. When I was 18, I lost my brother in a car accident. It was a very, tragic thing that happened to me on that time. I was only 18, and I loved my brother on that time, so I was so upset and devastated because it was very, very upsetting on that time. So I was so devastated for a couple of months, and I couldn't recover myself. I lost, I think, 8 or 9 kilograms because I couldn't eat any food, and I couldn't, even study at my college. So back in college, this is what I want to talk is about that. So back in colleges, I couldn't, go to my classes, attend my classes, because I was so devastated. So back in those days, my friends helped me to recover myself. They come to my house and they talk to me. Kambis, we want to go to Mashhad. So if you want, you can come with us. So they asked me to accompany them. So they talked to my father. My father said, "Okay, you can go." And he gave the money to me. So we went to Mashhad. I'm not that religious, so I don't want to say it was so holy or religious thing that happened to me and it was amazing. No. Yes, of course, when I was in Mashhad, I went to Haram, and it was very good and very spiritual to me. It was very recovering. But the most important thing happened in a road. In a road that we were in a bus, on those days I couldn't sleep well, and even in at my house I couldn't sleep well. So when we were in the bus, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't even sleep for 1 hour because it was very hard and it was uncomfortable. It was inconvenient, so it was very tough. So I had to stay up and look at the, roads and different things that I was, we were passing along the way. So I can remember it exactly. I put my earphones in, and I was listening to the song Darabaskon from Zed Bazi. I just watched the road, and I listened to it constantly, again and again. I repeated it, and it was amazing. It was very recovering, and When someone says, before that, someone says said that to me, "Come visit if you want to recover well, you can go to Rose." And I was like, I thought he was bullshitting. So, and when I experienced this, I found out that roads, even being in a road and just watching around, because we were passing Mazandaran, we were passing Golestan, and then we went to Khorasan, and there are several different things. There were several different things that we were watching along the way. Mazandaran is a very green, it has a very green climate, and it's a very beautiful city, and of course the state, and we passed that, and we went to Golestan, and there were road that was very, beautiful. It was full of flowers and different things. And then we went to Khorasan. It was, it was, I don't know what to call it. It was desert. It was a dry road, and somehow, and of course, our bus, crashed along the way, so we had to stay a little bit on those situation, so to fix it and find a way to get the bus go. So it was very, recovering, and it helped me a lot. So that's the power of travel and taking a trip or something. So I think AJ is right, and that's why I wanted to share this experience with you guys, and still I can remember it, and somehow I have a goosebump when I think about that. So I think it's enough. I hope you guys enjoyed this topic. I hope you participate in this challenge more, and hope to see you again. Bye for now.